Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. If you are one of the over 18 million people that have found yourselves without a job, you're going to want to really listen to what my guest, Dr. Arlene Barrow, will have to share with you today, because contrary to what may be perceived by many, there is a right place for you, and you do have the opportunity of doing something for yourself that's going to get you back into that working environment. But are you going to have to make it a dog-eat-dog positioning? I don't think so. And that's what Arlene Barrow is going to be talking about, Dr. Arlene Barrow. When, without competing, career success the right fit way. Dr. Barrow, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Donna, for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Would you mind if I called you Arlene?
Absolutely. Be my guest.
Wonderful. First, I want to tell you, I was so impressed with the material you gave, because in your book, When Without Competing, Career Success, The Right Fit Way, you have brought out so many excellent points about how in today's world, in today's market, one can brand themselves, one can look at things with a little bit of a different twist, and enjoy that level of success. Now, you're a UCLA-trained educator, an educational psychologist. You have been recognized nationally as a search consultant and a career coach.
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving out your website towards the end of our chat. But I really was impressed with your material, because not only does your sincerity come across, but you've written it in a language that the layperson can understand. They don't have to have a PhD in whatever to be able to get the points that you have made here. Can you share with us a personal experience that you have had that enabled you to evolve to the direction that you now are able to train people to do what needs to be done, both as employers as well as prospective employees?
Well, I think I'd like to start with my childhood, Donna, if that's agreeable with you.
Sure, whatever works.
Yes, let's start with my childhood, because the right fit method was really seeded in my childhood. My dad, who was a cantor in a synagogue, would take me food shopping. And before we went to the market, he taught me about standards. He told me that we're not just going to pick the best banana. We're going to pick the one that meets our standards. He said, if all the bananas are rotten and you select the best, you will still have a rotten banana. So, I started as a child thinking about standards for everything. He even told me that about dating. You know, when the relatives would ask, well, is Arlene dating? My dad would say to them, she will not date every Tom, Dick, or Harry. We have standards. So I grew up with the concept of standards. And throughout my career, I always had very high standards. I worked in high-level management, in healthcare. I was a medical school dean and headed a $60 million professional and public education program at the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health. And then having reached the peak of my career with respect to healthcare, because I have a PhD and not an MD, I decided in 1995 to enter the world of executive search. When I did that, I looked around and saw what my colleagues were doing. I observed that they were taking batches of resumes and emailing them to their clients. And I said to myself, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to create a method whereby I'm going to present one right fit candidate to my client employer per each search that I do. So, I decided that I would create, in concert with the employer, a blueprint of the right fit candidate and did a large-scale study of this in 1998 with Tom Lombardo, the founding editor-in-chief of WebMD. So I placed 40 candidates with him in the U.S., in the U.K., and Canada, giving him a right fit candidate for each position. And he also wrote the foreword to my book. So that gave me more confidence to continue with the method. So I then opened my own search firm in 2003 and again continued with the method. Decided one day that I was interested in meeting Donald Trump and went off to a book signing of Jimmy Carter's book at Borders. At this moment, I can't remember exactly which book, but that's all I visualize is Jimmy Carter and his wife on the cover fishing. That's the book. So I decided that I would ask him to introduce me to Donald Trump. And thinking about my right fit method and the importance of pitching, I bought 10 copies of the book to give me enough time for me to chat with him while he was signing it. So, I'm carrying all these books. Borders opens them all up, you know, to speed me up. And they placed him on a dais. I look him square in the eyes, and I said to him that I understand that he knew Donald Trump and that I would like him to introduce me to Donald Trump. You know, just kind of a very, in a very simple, low-key way. And he looked straight into my eyes. He has eyes that are really sort of piercing blue steel. He looked straight into my eyes, and he looked very angry, not at me, but what I had done was reminded him of the encounter that he had with Donald Trump, in which he had asked Donald Trump for millions of dollars, and Donald Trump turned him down. In other words, for him to run for president. Mm-hmm. And so he looked at me and then smiled. In other words, the anger went out of his face. He got rid of that image. And he looked and said, he likes pretty girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote the story up, and it got a lot of visibility. And a former editor at a large publishing company asked me if this was a subject for the book, for a book. And that's what prompted me to write the book, Win Without Competing, because I realized that what I needed to do was to turn my method into something that everyone could use. And it would constitute basically a legacy. So that's how I actually decided to write the book. Because the way I'm using the method is twofold. One, when I do a search with a client employer, I create the blueprint of the right fit candidate and present that one right fit. And I also do a lot of coaching of candidates. And when I do that, I basically teach them how to use my method. And when I present the candidate to the client employer, I'm also doing the same thing, but with a different focus. Because when I'm working with the client, the candidate for the client employer, the focus is on meeting exactly the blueprint for that employer. When I'm coaching a candidate, we're talking about how they basically can use the method first, so they really understand all the components, the mindset of the method, which is to set a standard against which you which no one else can compete against, and to compete with yourself and not against others, which is a very different mindset.
Very much so.
Yeah, not to compare yourself with others, not to contrast yourself. So to never think about the concept of best, to replace the concept of best with the new mindset of the right fit.
And I think that would prevent so much misery in jobs that you really don't fit into. And that's something that I wanted to talk about. Let's start right off at the very beginning of your book, where you talk about finding the exquisite fit between an employer and an employee, which you just described very, very nicely. You feel like they're putting together pieces of a puzzle.
Right.
And that is so very important. And I also like what you say right in the first part of your book, that every one of us must always be ready and willing to open one door as we close another. And in our world today, that is happening so frequently.
Well, absolutely. And I also think, you know, you can recognize with millions and millions of people unemployed how they are personally feeling. And I think we need to talk about the fact that, yes, it's easy to get depressed, but if we take that road, we're not going to get to the right fit job. We have to take the right road to get to the right fit job. And to do that, we need to use the right fit method, which means that initially we should ask ourselves, do we want to pursue the same job, the same profession, the same industry? So we should look at a downsizing as an opportunity rather than a disaster.
I agree. I think that that is so often the case. And throughout my life in so many situations, I can look back on my own personal level, what I would have thought was absolutely disastrous. Of course, hindsight is always great, but you look back at it and you realize that those were what I call the moments of catalyst that made you stand up, pay attention, or made me stand up, pay attention, and realize that I had to get moving, because otherwise things were not going to evolve. And everyone can relate to that, but we don't, for some reason, when we get into a panic, and when you listen so much on the media, you're just going to think, oh my goodness, there's not going to be anything around for me. My word, there is a lot going on. We need to be aware of that. So let's talk about, you've got a criterion, reference, measurement. Explain that.
Okay. Well, the criterion is really the set of standards. That's going to be the blueprint that you're going to create. So you're going to say to yourself, okay, here I am. I am unemployed. I'm going to figure out what position I want to pursue right now. And I'm going to actually ask myself a series of questions to figure out my current core identity and then create this blueprint. If you create the blueprint of the right fit position, and I like to use the word position instead of job, because position really gives you the feeling of a place within an organization. I think of job as a short-term stint. What about you, Donna? How do you feel about the use of those words?
Well, I like the use of the words. I'll tell you why. Because when you have a good image of yourself and who you are, there are many different jobs you can fit into. There are all kinds of various jobs, but when you use the word position, it gives it a different twist. So you realize that what you are offering to a company may be even bigger than what they would be able to recognize if it's packaged rightly.
That's right. Well, that's a good thing, because ideally you want to move to a company where you can grow within that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, responding further to your question about the blueprint, I have lots of people who've called me over the years who will take a new position and move across the country. Then they call and tell me that they've made a mistake. In other words, I didn't place them. They themselves placed themselves, mm-hmm. and then are calling me for assistance. They did not create the blueprint of the right fit position. They didn't write down that they didn't want to move. If someone is unhappy about the salary, then frequently they didn't figure that out ahead of time. So the blueprint is really a set of criteria or a set of specifications describing this ideal position, where it should be located, what you should be doing, what's an acceptable salary range, how much travel are you willing to do, if it's a position that involves travel, so that you don't waste your time interviewing for positions that you really ultimately don't want, or if you take it and then decide after a few months it's the wrong fit, you're going to want to leave. And mm-hmm. that, especially in this economy, will not be beneficial to you because it mm-hmm. is difficult to get a new position and you want to be sure it is the right fit.
So this is something that, again, with your book, Win Without Competing, doing the career success the right fit way, which is your particular trademark term, the right fit. There's a lot of things that go into the equation, because there are some people, for example, that don't want to be in a real formal environment with dress, and you bring out all kinds of things regarding how to brand yourself, how to package yourself. And if there is perhaps a new industry that you could easily position yourself into, you may find that there are adaptations you have to make. Are you willing to do that? If you're not willing to do that, then you need to step back and ask yourself, what is it that you're going to really want to be a part of? And that's one of the things that I think is very good about your book, is that there is this sort of moving forward, you have some of the exercises in here people can go through, and then you say, be honest with yourself. Here's another level. This is something else you want to look at. Because really pulling that package together of the self is very important. You have people of all ages. You have people that are in their 50s and 60s and even 70s who are very talented individuals that are needing to get back out into the working market, and they're viable. So they need to repackage, and real young people that need to package themselves.
Absolutely. But I also think that we shouldn't focus in on age. I think that we should focus in on what we're able to do for the employer.
And I agree.
And how we match the specs of the employer's opportunity. It would surprise you to learn, I think, Donna, how many employers are unclear about the position for which they're searching to fill?
Oh, not at all. That wouldn't surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise you. Well, it seems to,
no way.
It seems to surprise candidates when I coach them and I tell them, well, these specifications of a position that you want to present yourself for are vague. You need to call the employer and clarify the specs of the position. If you pick, probe, and pitch, so if you ask a series of questions, selectively figuring out what you want to ask, you will find out more. And when you do that, you will help the employer clarify the position. And it will also give you an opportunity to now match to the specs. So the goal is to show that you are the one right fit. If you can do that, you can stop the employer from shopping and wanting to compare and contrast, searching for the best.
You bring up one word, assumption. You have a chapter dedicated
Absolutely.
To make no assumptions. Boy, I can stand in line with just about everyone else because the brain, you know, you go through this thing with, gee whiz, maybe they're not going to want to be talking to me. I don't know. Maybe I haven't gotten my fourth PhD as I should. You know, all of these things. Let's go into that because that is one of the most self-sabotaging behaviors that we can have is assuming
right
that we know what's in somebody else's head.
Well, the first assumption, of course, is that the employer knows exactly what they're searching for. That's the first assumption. Okay. Because frequently they do not. The second assumption is that some people really believe that it's better to accept downsizing than a lower position. Now, in this economy, I think it would be a rare person who would be willing to walk out the door. But in good times, this was frequent. People would just call me and say, I left my job. And I'd say,
right.
Well, why is that? Yeah, well, I didn't, they had to lower my position. I said, well, now you're unemployed. Why would you just walk out the door? Okay, so that's a second assumption. A third assumption would be that search firms are quite careful about protecting confidentiality. There are parts of the country where they take candidate resumes and fax them around to employers without asking the permission of the candidate to do that. And I've worked in those parts of the country and had to stop because of that method. So you want to be very clear when you work with a search firm that, yes, you're giving your resume, but you're not giving them carte blanche to send it around. You need to know because if they take your resume and blast it from Burbank to Bombay, and you do the same thing, all of a sudden, you're going to be looking like spam because you're blanketing the world from two directions.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have to be very careful. You have to really think of yourself as a unique person and that your resume represents you and that you're not going to blast it from Burbank to Bombay. If you blast it around to search firms, and I get hundreds a week, hundreds and hundreds a week of these resumes blasted. They don't know if I'm a man. You know, if they write to me as the founder and the CEO, they don't know if I'm a man. They don't know if they're writing to a search firm. They don't know if they're writing to an employer. They're just blasting. And what happens is that when you blast out, that especially when you send to employers, there's no way that employers are going to read all those resumes. The only way to differentiate yourself from the pack is to pick up the phone, first to do research on an open position, and then pick up the phone and call the potential supervisor and to talk with that person.
Oh, wow. Have you touched a button with me? When you say research and then pick up the phone, I was just having a conversation this past week with a professional person that's involved in the publishing industry. And one of the things that is their biggest peeve is that people are not communicating one-on-one. They said they make this assumption
right.
that emails are going to do it. And he said it takes him hours to go through his emails, and I can equate with that, to go through them and to prune out what is going to be viable when if someone would pick up the phone, and he said he does it all the time. And
right.
he said it's not because I'm an old fogey. It saves me time. These emails are consuming so much of my effort that when I have to go through that process, it's going to take me 10 times longer. And if someone picks up the phone and talks to me personally, they may only, if it's a spontaneous call, be able to give me 2 minutes, but that's 2 minutes I have above and beyond anybody else.
Right. Well, the thing is this. You see, the employers frequently put on the ad not to call. And when I tell candidates, you must call, they're reluctant because they're afraid of rejection. You can't be afraid of rejection. If you're searching for a job, by definition, you must not be afraid of rejection. You have to assert yourself. You have to show you're the right fit. And that's how you're going to get a new position in this economy. It's the only way. And the mindset of the right fit is the only mindset to use. If you go back to the old mindset of, you know, the best, you will not succeed.
All right, here we go. And I know we're getting so close to running out of time here. You talk about the core identity. You give some wonderful exercises in your book, Win Without Competing. You say, set the standard, forget the competition.
That's right.
Tell us about Doyle and what happened with Doyle. You use him as an example. How did he set the standard?
Well, Doyle, I think, was an interesting man. First, let me explain how I met Doyle. I met Doyle in a restaurant. He was sitting next to me. He and his wife were sitting next to me, and they heard me talking about to the restaurant owner about my Right Fit method. And they perked up their ears, and they said they were interested in hearing more. And Doyle explained that he was an unusual type of photographer and that annually he created a calendar that consisted of beautiful photos of ballerinas and that he used an unusual method. So I decided that I would interview Doyle to see if he was the right fit to be a storyteller for my book. And lo and behold, I decided that he was. And one of the stories he talks about is how he went on an interview and what he specifically did. And the first thing he did was he did call the employer and he didn't send his photographs ahead. He basically, in his conversation, set the stage to bring the photos, but he knew it was important to present them in person. So when he went on the interview, he observed that the entire staff in the office was women of various ages who were the principal buyers of note cards and posters. He was being hired to work in an environment which would involve that kind of photography. So he remembered what he saw. And when he remembered what he saw and the employer asked him about himself, he was able to broadcast in an interesting way why he was the right fit using the information that he had observed about women and why he thought that women would like his images.
So he got the point across that did what needed to be done.
Absolutely. So he sold himself by being assertive and also by observing around him and used those women to actually look at his pictures that he brought and had them respond to those. And that was very helpful in terms of selling why he was the right fit.
Well, you can tell that Dr. Arlene Barrow, really knows her stuff. And if you're one of those individuals that is sitting at home, maybe you've been laid off, you have a member of your family that's been laid off, and you go, what do I do? Maybe my industry has gone into the toilet. Where am I going to put myself? Make a small investment. It is a small investment dollar-wise. It's a big investment in you as an individual. Win without competing, career success the right fit way. Arlene, we only have a few seconds left here. What is your website?
Okay, a couple of things. I'd like them to go to two websites. The first, the book website, winwithoutcompeting.com. And the second website, drbarro.com. On that website, they'll see I'm conducting two contests. The first, searching for someone who's been unemployed for 6 months or more, because I'm searching for one right fit guest to interview on my own radio show, Win Without Competing, which is on Blog Talk Radio. So that person, in essence, will get a free coaching on my show.
Fabulous. Well, you've heard it right here. This is Donna Sebo. My guest again, Arlene, Dr. Arlene R. Barrow, B-A-R-R-O, her book, Win Without Competing. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. If you would like to chat with me, give me a buzz. Here are the toll-free telephone numbers. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also worldwide, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're a first-time listener, all you need to know is that all I need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial, and then let me give you my intuitive insights for you and use them, if you will. But it is something that is a lot of fun. It's totally painless. I have sometimes people saying, oh, Donna, I want to call in so badly, but I'm afraid the world's going to recognize me. Don't worry about it. Hardly anybody will know who you are. Again, all I need is your first name or your initial. After that, let me tell you what I perceive. Let me use my intuitive skills for you, and then you're welcome to ask anything that you like. Now, I do want to mention a couple of points. Next week, this microphone is going to be traveling to Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska, and all the broadcasts are going to be live from those parts of the world. And in Fairbanks, I got an email from someone today, and they are having so much snow that it is absolutely incredible. It's like it's snow up to your nose, and this is March, so much for spring in the far north. But that can turn around in 24 hours up in Fairbanks, and I know I've been traveling up there for so many years. But anyway, I'm going to be in Alaska. I'll be in Fairbanks Monday through Wednesday, and then Wednesday evening through Sunday I will be in Anchorage. And then, of course, I'm going to be coming back to my own home turf, and then after that, I'm gearing up for the Northwest Women's Show. And for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, two special events are coming up. One is the dynamic, absolutely fabulous Northwest Women's Show. My goodness, we have well over 40,000 women that come out to this. It is just for the gals, and it is awesome. We have over 500 vendors. It is a wonderful experience, all kinds of fabulous things going on. And this is held at the Quest Field in downtown Seattle. So if you want to get all of the details on this, Friday, March 27th, the 28th Saturday, and the 29th Sunday, you're not going to want to miss this. Every year there's new things going on, and it's just awesome. So put it on your calendars, gather up your friends, carpool into Seattle, and make it a fun weekend for yourself and for those gals you'd like to share fun times with. Also, the Donna Sebo Show is going to be on stage for Friday, the 27th, and we will be having five very special ladies who each are going to be bringing insight and information on education, finances, relationships, and wellness. So all of this we're going to be talking about. You'll be able to meet these ladies live, and I'll be giving you their names and information in about a week. We'll have everything together, and I'll be letting you know who's going to be on stage with me, and I'll have a chance to interact with you too. Also, I'm in booth 406 at the Northwest Women's Show, and just realize that I'm going to be there for many consultations, and that's the entire weekend, and also I'll have all kinds of books there at my booth, so I invite you to come on over, say hello. I'd love to meet you. And then April 25th, I'm giving a special class in Tacoma, Washington. It's on a Saturday, all day, called Mind Vision. So I'm wanting you to know about it now so you can circle it in red on your calendar and make it a day to invest in yourself, to rev up, to power up your own individuality, so that you can make your own place in this experience we call life, but also to pay attention to your intuitive skills, because we will be doing a lot along those lines. So it's from 10 to 4 on April the 25th, and the cost for the class is $95. Mention the Donna Sebo Show, and or if you've gotten my newsletter, mention that when you call in for reservations, and that information is on my website. You'll be able to go there to DelphiInternational.com, go to my newsletter, go to my website, you'll find all of the details. Meanwhile, phone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. No such thing as a stupid question. Give me a buzz if you have one, 888-815-9756. Lots of times we are a little bit concerned about those students that are in school, and I came across this story and I really liked it. This one student was just absolutely, totally at odds with the true-false final exam that he was having to go through. So he decided he was going to take a coin out of his pocket and flip the coin for answers. Well, heads for him meant true, tails meant false. 30 minutes later, he's done with his test. Now, keep in mind, he's being observed while he's doing this. Now, he's finished a long time before the rest of the students. But then the teacher notices it's paying attention to the testing environment, sees his student flipping the coin again. And he's doing it again and again and again. And very quickly, they observe this student's really in a lot of stress, and he's sort of mumbling under his breath and seems to just be going through all kinds of agony. So the very concerned teacher walks up to the student and says, "What seems to be your problem?" He says, "I'm rechecking my answers." Oh, boy. This is really something that makes you wonder, right? I bet you the teacher had something to say to that student after that test. But anyway, I guess if you don't know, you don't know, and flipping a coin might be an option. But to do it again and again and again and nothing's coming up the same, ah, yes, very frustrating when you're taking a test. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. In today's world, identity theft is a big challenge. But if you pay attention, you may not be a victim. And lots of times, we just don't think it's going to affect us. But it doesn't hurt for us to pay attention to a couple of points. One, monitor credit reports and also financial account statements for inaccuracies. If someone has gotten a hold of your card and you are seeing charges on your card that do not belong to you, then you should be able to spot it right away. And, of course, what do? You pick up the phone and you call your credit card company. Also, you need to contact creditors if you fail to receive a bill or other mail. There is mail theft, and that happens more often than you like to be aware of. I had a friend once that said they were just always so concerned. They had an elderly parent in their home that got a great deal of mail. And they said, "We have to make sure we shred anything and everything that comes in, because if it happens to have the Social Security number on there, people have stolen trash and have gone through trash, and they didn't have their identity stolen, but they had a friend who did, because that's what was done to them. Their trash was searched." So shred it. You can buy shredders. They're under $100. Go ahead and take care of those small things. And just remember, there are those people that are always out there looking for an easy way to make money. If they can use your credit, they will. Question any credit cards you receive in the mail that you did not apply for. For all of this talk about the banking industry, et cetera, are you still getting buku credit card applications and credit cards they're happy to just reinforce for you right away? Hey, shred them. Put them in that shredder. Get rid of them. But if it's not supposed to be coming to you, also call those companies before you shred to make sure that they don't continue to send that to you, because it may be someone else that is using your name, applying for a credit card in your name, and you're going to get the bill. That's right, they do it. And follow up, last but not least, follow up with companies or debt collectors who call or send letters about merchandise you have not purchased. I know my husband went out for a meal in a restaurant, and unknown to him, one of the employees at the restaurant had copied his credit card, and we ended up getting a bill on the credit card that said he was at a particular hotel or motel place, and it was a sizable chunk of money. And being a businessman, you know, there's all kinds of things he can be doing. So I said, "Gee, what's this?" He said, "I've never been there in my life." So we called up. Sure enough, they did an investigation on it. They found out that an employee had scanned the card and had transferred it into the hotel processing system that was adjacent to the restaurant. And consequently, we ended up getting the bill. Now, if we hadn't checked the bill, we wouldn't have known about that. So it's very, very important that you do check. So if you use your credit card for everything, if you're one of those people that has a mileage card, and every time you put something on that credit card, you get special miles, be sure that you check it. Be sure that you're very aware of what you've got. And a good habit to have is to even Xerox all of the cards that you've got. Keep a separate file, because in case anything ever is stolen, you have a copy of what was stolen from you, and you can notify the proper parties that have to be made aware of that. Hey, we're going to be taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, an astrological forecast. That's right, for March, April, and May. That'll be coming up after the break. We're going to be back. in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, telephone lines are open. If you want me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or worldwide 888-815-9756. Well, we've got a great lineup of guests next week. I wanted to let you know Sylvia LaFair is going to be my guest. Don't take it to work. Yes, it's a big topic today. Why? Because so many of us are looking for work. But what if you're in a job that maybe is not the best as far as you're concerned? How do you handle that? What do you do? How can you make whatever environment you're currently working in work for you in the right way? Well, Sylvia will give us some insight into that. And then we're going to be talking with a plastic surgeon, Dr. John Williams. His book is titled Chasing Pig's Ears, Memoirs of a Plastic Surgeon. An unusual title, I know, but we'll tell you why he chose it when we talk to him next Tuesday. And then we'll be talking about how to create a magical relationship with Ariel and Tanya Kane. This is a couple that does a lot of classwork regarding people and their relationships. I think you'll find it quite interesting. And Pet Parenthood, if you ever wanted to adopt a pet, is this something that you would like to bring into your life? Well, Dr. Diane Pomerantz is a woman that works with people on a regular basis for pet adoption, and she has some wonderful insights to that. And then we're going to be talking with Dr. Dayton L. Alverson. This is the autobiography of a marine biologist, Race to the Sea. This is a man who has been so involved with that part of the Earth's environment. And we're going to be talking about what he has seen in his professional career from what it was like a few years back to what we're dealing with now and how he sees the future of wildlife in the sea, how that's going to evolve. So this is a wonderful man, and he is a person that lives in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm really excited about being able to have him as a guest on the show. Wonderful lineup of people, and here on the Donna Sebo Show, there's just so much that we enjoy bringing to you because of the diversity of the type of people, their materials, the stories they have to share. It's meant to empower you as an individual, and hopefully you'll realize you're not alone in this world. There's a lot of people that have walked difficult paths, and they're happy to share their wisdom, their insight, their knowledge with you right here on the Donna Sebo Show. Okay, are you ready for a little bit of astrological forecasting? We're going to cover the sign Aries, Taurus, and Gemini today. We're going to be talking about the months of March, April, and May, and this is just sort of an overview for those of you that are astrological fans. If you're born under the sign of Aries, this month you're going to find that there's love in your life. Yes, there is just a lot of caring and sharing that's going to be coming up in this month of March. And you know what? You need to pay attention to your intuition, to your dreams, because it's going to be very, very strong for you. It's as if you've tuned in to a higher and better frequency. Let's go into April. Money. You're going to find that money is going to be a part of your life in a better way, in a more stable way. And if you have aspirations, this is the time to really roll up your shirt sleeves and start doing what it takes to get you to where you want to go. And you're going to have that get 'em up and go gusto that you need. In the month of May, all the plans that you started to put together during the month of April, you're going to find you're going to be able to put them into motion, and you are going to discover if you're planning a career shift, you have an opportunity to really move forward in a very positive way. You are going to know how to handle stress better than ever before, and your energy is going to be high. So you've got a lot to look forward. Taurus, the month of March, you're going to be spending time with the people that are most meaningful to you. For those of you under the sign of Taurus, you enjoy people interaction. You really do a lot of good for yourself. If you need to do brainstorming, this is the month to do it in. Listen to good music. Be prepared. Open your mind up for different opportunities for education. Anything that you are curious about, explore it. Be willing to step out of the box. This is a good month to begin that patterning. In April, it looks like some traveling is going to be coming up for you, and you will have a good time. It may not be a real big trip, but it may be one that you can enjoy with family or friends and not have to spend a whole bunch of money. Education is going to be very much on your mind. How can you better yourself? Well, you're going to figure out what you need to do, because by the time May comes around, you're going to find that if you've decided to budget your dollars so that you will make an investment in yourself, whether it's in your business or in your education, you will have those dollars to spend for you. And last but not least, Gemini. Well, those under Gemini, you have got some good things happening in the work area, and you're going to be recognized if you're really putting out the best. You're going to have people around you who are going to recognize your efforts. So don't let your light be put under a bushel basket. Let it shine. In the month of April, you may be finding that you need some time off because you are just not giving enough time to yourself. However, you are going to, once you take that time off, have a sense of confidence that's going to catapult you into May that allows you to really see yourself moving forward in a very, very special way. Good times are coming for those under the sign of Gemini, and you will have earned every one of them. Well, this is Donna Sebo. Our time has run out. We'll be back with you on Monday, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio, though I'll be in another state and Fairbanks, Alaska. Don't worry about that. The show will still be here for your listening pleasure with a very special guest. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous day. We'll be talking with you again on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.